Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at IAmAstrologyReadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it. Welcome back to I Am Astrology Readings. I appreciate you coming back. New moon in Sagittarius, the old point. When Asteria speaks at 28 degrees Sagittarius, before we get deep into the astrology, we must remember the myth, the Titaness who became an island. Asteria, the starry one, was a Titan goddess who read destiny in the constellations and interpreted the languages of the falling stars. When Zeus pursued her, she did not submit, nor did she merely resist. Instead, she performed an act of radical self-preservation. She transformed herself into a quail and plunged into the Aegean Sea, but she did not drown. In the dark waters, Asteria underwent a metamorphosis that defied all logic. She became Delos, the floating island, the concealed one, a sanctuary that moved with the tides yet never dissolved. Later, this island would become the sacred birthplace of Apollo, god of prophecy, and Artemis, goddess of the wild hunt. From Asteria's transformation, prophecy itself is born. Her myth contains a teaching that most miss. The escape is not away from the threat, but through it, into a new form. She didn't avoid the sea. She used it to become something the sea could not destroy. The sun, moon, Venus, Mercury, and Asteria gather in Sagittarius, the sign of the true seeker, moral philosophy, and the quest for meaning. The stellium burns the fire of belief, but every flame here faces an extinguishing wind. The new moon at 28 degrees Sagittarius sits in the bounds of Mars' critical degree that demands culmination. Mars himself is exalted in early Capricorn, disciplined, strategic, consequence-laden. Truth must become action. Belief must become structure. Prophecy must be lived. This is not the Mars of impulse. This is the Mars of accountability. The stellium faces brutal squares. New moon square Neptune at 29 degrees Pisces. The fog at its thickest. Illusions at its peak. Neptune at the aneritic degree represents the moment before collapse, where spiritual bypassing, false prophets, and cherished delusions either dissolve or harden into dangerous dogma. Not every sign is true. Not every vision is prophetic. Not every synchronicity carries meaning. Venus at 24 degrees Sagittarius square Saturn at 26 Pisces. Saturn sits in Venus's exaltation, enforcing spiritual accountability. Ouch. What you love must prove sustainable. What you value must align with universal law. Relationships require structure or face disillusion. Mercury at 10 degrees Sagittarius square the nodal axis. Mercury in detriment and Jupiter's bounds. Square the Pisces and Virgo nodes. This is the karmic crossroads of thought itself. The south node in Virgo demands you release hyperanalysis and criticism. The north node in Pisces calls you toward intuitive knowing. Words spoken now shape destinies. This entire configuration is ruled by Jupiter, retrograde in Cancer, exalted, but turn inward. Sitting in Mercury's bounds, Jupiter rules both Sagittarius stellium and the Pisces planets, making it the hidden orchestrator. The expansion you seek is not outward, but inward, into emotional truth, ancestral healing, and the review of what actually nourishes your soul. This internal work must be secured before external expansion can succeed. The numbers hold meaning when you break the number down. 28 contains the complete instruction manual for this lunation. 28, gifts, tokens, omens. This is not the number of asking, it's the number of receiving. Something is being offered, not through logical effort, but through sign and synchronicity. Can you see it? The universe leaves breadcrumbs. Are you looking? A dream won't fade, a phrase that repeats, a door that opens when another slams shut, a sudden knowing that arrives without reason. A stereo conjunctus degree transforms this new moon into a prophetic event. This is astrology as fate language. The cosmos speaking in symbols, timing, and a celestial positioning. You're not wielding a tool, you're receiving a message. But Neptune square creates the crucible. Some omens are projections. Some gifts are distractions. Some tokens are false. Asteria's gift is not just receiving signs, but discerning which ones are real. She provides mythology, dream interpretation, astrological timing, the discipline of reading celestial language rather than wishful thinking. 10, reason, success, aspiration. Reduce 28 and you arrived at 10. Mercury's at 10 degrees Sagittarius. The planet of logic attempts to organize the omen into coherent meaning, but Mercury's in detriment here. Weakened by Sagittarius's tendency toward broad strokes and philosophical abstraction. The square to the nose reveals the crisis. Your current definition of success will not bring you your destined path. What you think will work, the reasonable plan, the logical strategy, is being interpreted by fate itself. The North Node in Pisces whispers, true success now requires faith, not strategy. The aspiration must shift from control to surrender, from certainty to trust in what cannot be proven. This is not anti-intellectual, it's trans-relational. Mercury and Jupiter's bounds, while Jupiter and Mercury's bounds creates mutual reception. A conversation between head and heart, between plan and providence. The aspiration is real. The success is possible, but the route there won't be linear. The number one is impulse, passion, ambition. Reduce 10 and you reach 1. Mars in Capricorn, the initiation point, the first move, the decisive act. But this is not reckless fire. Mars exalted in Capricorn is disciplined passion, strategic impulse, ambitious clarity. This is the warrior architect who builds while she fights. Without Mars, Asteria's omens remain theoretical, beautiful, but inert. With Mars exalted, the sign becomes a blueprint. The omen becomes a mission. The gift becomes a foundation. The number mirrors the astrology exactly. Asteria delivers the omen 28. Mercury and Jupiter provide interpretive intelligence 10. Mars demands embodied action 1. Here is what makes this lunation severe. It's an oath point. With Asteria conjunct the new moon in Mars's bounds, square Neptune, with Saturn enforcing structure and Jupiter retrograde demanding internal integrity. This is not a casual intention setting moment. This is the cosmic equivalent of standing at a threshold with witnesses present. What you commit to now must withstand time. Venus square Saturn ensures that any commitment made from fantasy will collapse. Neptune square ensures that any belief rooted in spiritual bypassing will dissolve. Mars's exaltation ensures that any oath taken without the will to act will be tested immediately. But for those who can see the sign clearly, understand its meaning deeply, and act with disciplined passion, this new moon offers something rare. The chance to align with prophecy itself, to become the oracle of your own life. This is not passive mysticism. Austeria in Mars's bounds demands active, prophetic engagement. Number one, recognize the gift, 28. Pay ruthless attention to what appears now, dreams, synchronicities, sudden knowing, doors opening up or closing without your input. Test them against Neptune's fall. Does this feel true or does it feel good? Is this guidance or escapism? Number two, interpret the reason. 10, use your tools. Astrology, tarot, journaling, trusted counsel. You're not just looking for a five-step plan. You're looking for the why beneath the sign. What is this omen pointing toward in terms of meaning, purpose, moral direction? Number three, act with ambition. Once the sign is clear and the meaning is understood, Mars demands movement. Strategic, disciplined, consequence-aware action. This is not about leaping blindly. It's about building methodically toward what the prophecy revealed. Number four, secure your foundation. Jupiter retrograde in Cancer reminds you, before any external expansion, secure your emotional ground. What ancestral patterns need healing? What does home mean as a felt sense of belonging? The sanctuary must be rooted in emotional integrity, or it won't hold. This new moon opens a cycle that culminates at the Sagittarius full moon, May 31st, 2026. What begins now? A belief system rewritten, a prophetic knowing acted upon, a sanctuary self-constructed through metamorphosis. What culminates then? The real-world consequences of that belief. Proof of whether faith was grounded in illusionary. The island fully formed, or the refusal to transform fully revealed. Between this new moon and that full moon, you are in the waters, undergoing the metamorphosis. The question is not whether the pressure will come. Neptune and Saturn guarantee it will. The question is whether you will use that pressure to become something the pressure cannot destroy. Are you about it? Where does Sagittarius land in your chart? Locate 28 degrees Sagittarius in your natal chart. That house is your transformation zone. This transformation zone is where the omen arrives, where Jupiter retrograde asks you to deepen your foundation, where the long arc to May 31st, 2026 begins. Aries rising. Sagittarius is in your ninth house, Jupiter retrograde in your fourth. The crisis of faith, the sanctuary of meaning. Your worldview, higher education, publishing ventures, a spiritual path reaches a breaking point. A long-held philosophy proves illusionary. Neptune square. Legal matters or teaching roles meet harsh limits. Saturn square. Foreign travel plans face reality. The beliefs you defended now demand to be lived, not just spoken. The gift. A completely revised belief system that serves your portable sanctuary. Your island is your personal doctrine, forged from direct experience, not borrowed wisdom. What you teach must be what you survive. Jupiter's message. The truth you seek isn't in distant lands or prestigious institutions. It's your family history, emotional roots, and private self, fourth house. Review your foundations, heal ancestral patterns. The sanctuary you're building externally must first be constructed internally at home in the quiet. The oath. What truth will you stake your life on? What teaching will emerge from your lived experience? What philosophy can you embody fully by May 2026? Taurus rising. Sagittarius is your eighth house, Jupiter in your third house. The crisis of shared resources, the sanctuary of soul alchemy. Financial entanglements, intimate bonds, inheritance, or psychological debt demand total honesty. Others' money becomes unsustainable, Neptune. Debts, financial, emotional, karmic, become inescapable, Saturn. Intimacy reveals its true cost. Power dynamics and partnerships surface for reckoning. The gift, total sovereignty in shared territory. Your island is unshakable control over what you merge with and what remains yours alone. Financial or emotional autonomy becomes the foundation of all future exchanges. Jupiter's message, the transformation you need comes through local conversations, sibling relationships, or rewriting your daily narrative. Third house, a conversation reveals the pattern. Journaling exposes the truth. Your neighborhood holds healing. The sanctuary emerges from how you communicate your boundaries. Your oath. What entanglement must you exit? What power must you reclaim? What shared resource requires a new contract by May 2026? Gemini rising. Sagittarius is your seventh house. Jupiter retrograde in your second. The crisis of partnership. The sanctuary of self-contained identity. Marriage, business partnerships, or significant one-on-one relationships face the truth test. You see through illusions about the other person, Neptune. Commitments require structure or dissolve, Saturn. The mirror shatters. What you projected onto others must be reclaimed. The gift, discovery of your own complete identity outside any partnership. Your island is your wholeness, making you either a better partner or gloriously self-sufficient. You no longer need someone else to feel complete. Jupiter's message, security comes from reviewing what you truly value and how you generate self-worth, second house. Emotional and financial self-nourishment is the work. Your sanctuary is built on your own unshakable sense of self-value, independent of partnership validation. Your oath. What commitment can survive honesty? What projection must you reclaim? What partnership transforms or ends by May 2026? Cancer rising. Sagittarius in your sixth house, Jupiter in your first. The crisis of daily life, the sanctuary of sacred routine. Health, work routines, or acts of service become unsustainable. Wellness regimes based on illusionary fail, Neptune. Jobs feel like prison, Saturn. Daily martyrdom reaches its limit. Your body delivers messages you've ignored. The way you've been functioning no longer functions. The gift, complete reinvention of your daily life as sacred practice. Your island is a crafted routine that sustains rather than depletes. A floating monastery of your own design where every act carries meaning. Jupiter's message, this is deep and personal, first house. The answer requires total self-redefinition. Who are you beneath all the roles you serve? Nurture that core self first. Your sanctuary is the confident, well-nourished identity from which all service flows. The oath. What daily practice will you commit to? What service can you sustain without self-destruction? What does embodied health look like by May 2026? Leo rising. Sagittarius is your fifth house. Jupiter retrograde in your 12th house. The crisis of creative expression. The sanctuary of inner joy. Creativity, romance, children, or self-expression hits a wall. Creative projects dissolve in confusion. Neptune. Love affairs face sobering reality. Saturn. The external validation you sought proves unreliable. What you create demands discipline, not just inspiration. The gift. Discovery that your creative source and joy are internal and unconquerable. Your island is your inner child, your creative spirit, a playground no outer critic can touch. You create because you must, not because they applaud. Jupiter message. The inspiration you seek lives in solitude, dreams, and the unconscious 12th house. Retreat. Listen. What ancestral or karmic patterns need healing to free your creative flow? Your sanctuary is the womb of your own imagination. Access through stillness. The oath. What will you create that matters regardless of reception? What romance can survive beyond infatuation? What joy remains when the spotlight fades? Virgo rising. Sagittarius is your fourth. Jupiter retrograde in your 11th. The crisis of foundation, the sanctuary of home, family, home, emotional security, or ancestral patterns face exposure. Family illusion surface, Neptune. Responsibilities at home feel crushing, Saturn. Real estate matters meet harsh limits. The foundation you built your life on cracks to reveal its true composition. The gift, the ability to create home anywhere within yourself. Your island is a mobile emotional fortress. You carry your roots with you. Home is no longer a place but a state of being. Jupiter's message, healing comes through community, chosen family, and shared hopes. 11th house. Reconnect with supportive groups. Revisit long-term dreams. Your sanctuary is built from collective nourishment and friendships that feel like homecoming. The oath. What ancestral pattern stops with you? What does home mean beyond four walls? Where will you root yourself emotionally by May 2026? Libra rising. Sagittarius is your third. Jupiter retrograde in your 10th. The crisis of the mind, the sanctuary of inner truth. Communication, siblings, neighbors, or your immediate environment faces reckoning. Misinformation abounds. Neptune, contracts, or local obligations bring heavy duty. Saturn. Your words have consequences. How you've been thinking or avoiding thinking meets accountability. The gift, a new intuitive form of communication, and a mind that serves your own wise counsel. Your island. Is your thought citadel a place of clear inner truth from which all speech flows? Jupiter's message. Clarity comes from reviewing your public role and career through emotional lens. 10th house. Does your professional path nourish your soul? Your sanctuary is a vocation built on compassionate authority and aligned communication. The oath. What truth must you speak? What conversation must you finally have? How will your words match your life by May 2026? Scorpio rising. Sagittarius is your second house. Jupiter retrograde in your 9th. The crisis of value, the sanctuary of inner wealth, money, possessions, self-worth, or core values face brutal honesty. Financial confusion meets fiscal reality, Neptune, Saturn. How you've been earning or spending is unsustainable. What you value faces true testing. Self-worth issues surface through material circumstances. The gift, realization that your true worth is intrinsic and untouchable. Your island is your self-contained sense of value, independent of market fluctuations or external validation. You know what you're worth, and it's not negotiable. Jupiter's message: security is found in belief systems that feels like home, ninth house. Explore philosophies that provide emotional comfort. Your sanctuary is a personal faith that nourishes and expands your soul from within, making material security a byproduct, not a goal. The O: what will you value enough to protect? What earning path aligns with your truth? How will you build sustainable wealth, internal and external, by May 2026? Sagittarius rising. Sagittarius in your first house, Jupiter retrograde in your eighth house. The crisis of self, the sanctuary of being. This is personal. Your identity, body, life direction, and very presence undergoes total metamorphosis. Who you thought you were dissolves, Neptune. Who you must become feels like a burden, Saturn. You're not receiving the message. You are the message. The gift, total rebirth. Your island is your entire being. You become the sanctuary itself. A walking embodiment of transformation. A living testament to what's possible when you die to the old self and emerge reborn. Jupiter's message: this rebirth is powered by deep psychological alchemy and shared resource transformation, eighth house. Face hidden fears. Transform old debts, emotional, financial, karmic. Your sanctuary is built from the powerful, regenerated self that emerges from life's depths. The oath: who are you when everything else is stripped away? What self can survive the pressure? What will you become by May 2026? Capricorn rising. Sagittarius is your 12th house, Jupiter retrograde in your 7th. The crisis of the unconscious, the sanctuary of the soul. Hidden enemies, karmic patterns, spiritual confusion, or self-undoing tendencies surge to the surface. Subconscious fears manifest, Neptune. Past obligations demand payment, Saturn. What you kept hidden from yourself or others refuses to stay buried. The gift, liberation from unseen chains. Your island is a soul free of hidden prisons, the ultimate sanctuary of conscious itself, aware of what was unconscious, empowered by what was shadow. Jupiter's message: healing comes through reviewing your closest partnerships, seventh house. What nurturing do you need from others? What nurturing do you provide? Your sanctuary is built through bonds of compassionate, mature commitment that supports your spiritual work. The oath: what shadow must you integrate? What spiritual bypassing must you abandon? What freedom emerges when the hidden becomes conscious by May 2026? Aquarius rising. Sagittarius is your 11th house, Jupiter retrograde in your 6th. The crisis of community, the sanctuary of the visionary self. Friends, groups, networks, or collective dreams face true testing. A community proves illusionary, Neptune. Friendships bring heavy responsibility, Saturn. Group affiliations meet reality. your hopes for the future require structure or dissolve. The gift, a clarified personal vision that doesn't require group validation. Your island is your unique future, orbiting with but not dependent of any constellation. You lead through embodied example, not consensus. Jupiter's message, hope is restored through nurturing daily routines and service. Sixth house, find emotional security in healthy habits and caring for others. Your sanctuary is a life of purposeful, kind routine that proves your values through consistent action. The oath, what vision of the future will you actually build? What friendships can survive honesty? What community deserves your continued investment by May 2026? Pisces rising. Sagittarius is your 10th house. Jupiter retrograde in your 5th house. The crisis of destiny, the sanctuary of authentic authority. Career, reputation, calling, or legacy faces reckoning. Professional illusions shatter, Neptune. Authority figures or structures impose limits, Saturn. What you're building in the world faces structural scrutiny. Your public identity either solidifies through truth or dissolves through exposure. The gift, a career or role that authentically expresses your soul, providing both platform and protection. Your island is your public throne, a station built on truth, not prestige. You lead through lived integrity. Jupiter's message, your true calling is rediscovered through nurturing your inner child, creativity, and what brings you joy. Fifth house, what did you love before the world told you what to be? Your sanctuary is a professional life that feels like creative, heartfelt play. The oath, what legacy will you actually build? What authority will you claim through action? How will your public role match your private truth by May 2026? Asteria delivers the omen. 28 gifts, tokens, signs. Mercury demands interpretation. 10, reason, success, aspiration. Mars requires action, impulse, passion, ambition. Neptune tests your discernment. Truth versus illusion. Saturn demands structure. Fantasy versus foundation. Jupiter asks you to deepen internally before expanding externally. Asteria didn't escape Zeus by running faster. She escaped by changing the rules of engagement entirely, becoming something he could not pursue because she was no longer what he was chasing. This new moon offers the same transmission. The omen has been given at 28. The meaning waits to be understood at 10. The action demands initiation, 1. But if you can navigate this gauntlet, if you see the sign clearly, interpret it wisely, and act upon it with strategic passion, you will discover what Asteria discovered. That in the moment of the greatest pressure, transformation becomes possible. The floating island is not given. It is built from the starlight and the omen, from crisis and courage, from the willingness to dive into dissolving waters and emerge as something entirely new. The cosmos is speaking. The stars have fallen. The tokens are laid before you. The oath point is here. The choice is now. What will you choose? If this resonates with you, leave a comment below. Come to the website, hit contact, leave a comment there. Send me an email at iamastrologyreadings@gmail.com. If you want to have a private conversation with me in the form of a reading, come to the website, hit booking. I'd love to have that conversation with you. If you want to show your boy appreciation, send me a tip. I am Astrology Readings. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal. I'm Paul Heath. This is I Am Astrology Readings. Know thyself. Balance your energy. If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.